Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Tzadi Beis, Erevin 92. And today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah discusses on the bottom of 92a, the case where there is a large roof that it is basically adjoining a small roof. So in the way it's set up, the small roof goes in like a T into the large roof, which is, as a result of this, the small roof is flanked on either side by parts of the large roof. So therefore, under this circumstance, gad gadol samach lekatan. So if you have a large roof that's next to a small roof and they open up into each other and there's no partition between them and they didn't make an eruv, the two roofs didn't make an eruv, hagadol mutar, the people on the large roof are allowed to carry onto the roof the utensils from their house, but and the people from the small roof do not prohibit upon them because the large roof has like these mechitzos, so it's these two walls that are coming up from the side through this principle of good asik, whereas that makes it look like the small roof is like a pesach, like an opening into it. Katan asar. But the small roof is going to be prohibited because the small roof opens up into a much larger area. And so therefore, that's an area that's prohibited for it to carry. And you can't say that that area is going to be considered like an entrance into it. So too, the Mishnah gives a second example of a chatzar gadola, of a large courtyard, shenifritza l'katana, which opens up into a smaller courtyard. And therefore, under this circumstance, each of the courtyards only made an eruv amongst themselves, but they didn't make an eruv with each other. Therefore, under this circumstance, gedola muteris, the large courtyard is going to be permitted to carry from their house into the courtyard, but the small courtyard, the people there are not going to be permitted to carry into the larger courtyard. And it's the same idea, is that the larger courtyard is going to view the smaller courtyard as a pesach, as an entrance into it, the katana asura, but the smaller courtyard is going to be prohibited to carry into the larger courtyard. And the reason, or to carry from their house into the courtyard, because that's going to look like it's breached into the larger courtyard, and so therefore, it's the smaller courtyard is going to be just considered like a pitcha shel gadol, like an entrance way, like an opening into the larger courtyard. So you can't carry into the smaller courtyard or from the house, but you can carry into the larger courtyard. In this context, the Gemara gives a couple of other examples where we see this elsewhere in halacha. So, for example, if there's an isha begadol, so too, if you have a large courtyard going into a small courtyard, and you have a woman standing in the larger courtyard, and her husband throws the get beketana, the husband throws the get into the smaller courtyard, and she owns both of them, then we're going to say it's miscarriages, that she is divorced. Even according to the opinion, it says that a woman is only in divorced if the get is thrown into her courtyard when she's standing in that courtyard. Nevertheless, in this case, since she's standing in the larger courtyard, it's like she's also standing in the smaller courtyard, because the smaller courtyard is going to be viewed as like it follows after the larger courtyard, and it's going to be viewed as like an entranceway into it. But the isha b'katana, but if the woman was standing in the smaller courtyard, the get b'gadol, and he throws the get into the larger courtyard, then eina miskeresha, she's not going to be divorced, because the reason why she's not going to be divorced is because the woman would only acquire the get if it's thrown into her courtyard, and since the larger courtyard does not follow after the smaller courtyard, therefore she's not going to be divorced. Similar cases, if say tzibor begadol or shliach tzibor begatana, let's say the minion, the shul, is gathering in the larger courtyard, but the chazen is in the smaller courtyard, then yotz and yedei chovas, and then the chazen can fulfill the obligation for everybody else because the smaller courtyard follows after the larger courtyard. However, tzibor b'katana, if the minyan is in the smaller courtyard, and shliach tzibor b'gadol, and the chazen's in the larger courtyard, and yotz and yedei chovas, and they don't fulfill their obligation through the shliach tzibor because the larger courtyard does not follow after the smaller courtyard. And so therefore, since the community is in the smaller courtyard, they're not going to be able to combine with the shliach tzibor who's in the larger courtyard, because the many do not follow after the individual. And a third example of this, the Gemara gives actually five examples, but a third example is Tisha Begadoa. Let's say you have nine people in the larger courtyard, V'yachad Begatana, and there's only one person in the smaller courtyard. So then, under those circumstances, Mitzdarfin, we can combine them together to make a minyan, because we say the individuals in the smaller courtyard is pulled toward the larger courtyard. But if there were Tisha Begatana, but if there's only nine in the smaller courtyard, V'echad Begadoa, and only one in the larger courtyard, then Amen Staff, and then they don't combine. Why not? Because the one who's the individual who's in the larger courtyard is not going to be pulled after the nine in the smaller courtyard. And so therefore, that's the same principle that we've seen before. So why is this the case? The Rishonim ask about this. We learned in the Gemara in Pesachim that even if you have a partition of iron, it is not going to make a break between the Jewish people and our Father in heaven. And so therefore, you're allowed to combine for a minyan even if there's a wall between people who are praying with between the Chazan and the Shliach Tzibur. Indeed, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that somebody walks behind the synagogue and hears the sound of the shofar or the sound of the Megillah, if he intended his heart to his Father in heaven, he fulfills his obligation, and the wall is not going to be considered a partition. So why in this case do we see that if the Chazan is in one courtyard, it doesn't combine them? And Tosfos explains, and the majority of the Rishonim explain, that there's two aspects. One is where you have the minyan already, and that's where you have nine and you need to make a minyan, and so there you can only combine when they're in the, when you view the two courtyards as one. But if once you already have the minyan, then you can add somebody else, and then you can respond to the Devar Shepik Dusha, to the holy matters, even if there's a partition of iron breaking between them.